Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Faith Producers International Podcast. This is Dr. George Watkins, and I've got news for you. Jesus still loves you, and he's never going to stop. Amen. What a joy and a privilege to break open the Word for these few moments that we have to spend together. We have the privilege of spending together with you. And had a song come to me today, probably a little out of your background, but I have these songs popping up in my spirit, and it's an old song of the church, Now I Belong to Jesus. And I begin to sing it to myself over a period of the day and begin to realize the Spirit of God was wanting me to share some of the principles of God's love in these few moments we have together. These podcasts are for edification, for encouragement, and for the building up of our faith together. I don't by any means feel like I'm, you know, the great poopah and I've got to spread my wealth to other people. But when we get together and share the good things of God, then we are built up in our faith together. We rise together. I love that scripture out of the scriptures, obviously, that as we hear the word of God, it builds us like an edifice higher and higher. Book of James. How that the hearing of the word, and as we take the word in, there's a building up of our spiritual man until it's like building a building or an edifice or a house, brick by brick, piece by piece, until you have what the scriptures call a man thoroughly furnished. When they say a man, they're talking about mankind, a person thoroughly furnished unto every good work. And that's really the ongoing purpose of interacting with spiritual people, spiritual things, with the Lord himself, with the angels of God, with all the spiritual dimensions that are around us. There is a building up or a releasing of, I like that term, a releasing of the things that God has already planted there. I've used the terms for years just by way of illustration, that Jesus didn't come to you in pieces. You know, you get an arm, a leg, and that sounds a little crude, but that's the way we think, that we get a little bit of Jesus, and then we get a little bit more Jesus, then we get a little bit more Jesus, and after a while we may, you know, it's like a Polaroid picture coming together. Finally, Jesus shows up. Well, I'm convinced in by experience, but most of all, of course, through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God applying revelation, that Jesus comes in his entirety when he comes. He moves in. Now, it's another story, another issue, whether we let him out or expose him. It's, he moves in, then we lock the doors, lock the windows, you know, pull the curtains, make sure no one knows he's there. So this experience of being born again, or the experience of coming to Christ, being saved, as some of us refer to, then something takes place in our life that is beyond explanation. You can't explain it in the natural terms. We try to explain it in biblical terms, and get real theological, and we have these big words. But really, it takes the revelation of the Holy Spirit. It takes the revelation of God's wisdom to describe and talk about what's happened in our life. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. The song goes on to say, and he said, Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. This is the verse. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. And then the chorus is, That was the first verse. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Now, in that writing of the song, the poetry of it, the words of it, and the revelation of it is powerful. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. Now, I can't say that without going to the book of Romans. And the book of Romans is just boom, you know, explosions all over the place. The backstory of the book of Romans is that Rome did not accept Paul as an apostle. Church in Rome didn't. And he hadn't been there. And they just cut him, you know, kind of cut him out of their peripheral vision. And so he chose a woman to go there. And she was a woman that worked with him. She was a woman that had high degrees of education and respect. She was articulate. She knew how to conduct herself. And so Paul gave his revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ into the hands of this woman and sent her into the church in Rome, church in Italy, the Roman church, and read this and delivered this message to the church. And so he begins to express the theology and the revelation that the Holy Spirit gave him concerning the church. Now, in the eighth chapter, the ninth verse in the Amplified, but you are not living the life of flesh, you are living the life of the Spirit, if the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you. But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. He does not belong to Christ and is not truly a child of God. Well, it's simple. Deduction, yet it's a revelation, isn't it? A revelation of the Holy Spirit. You cannot be born again without having Christ come into your life. Little song of the church, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. So here we're inviting the Lord into our heart. And so when we say, Lord, I believe in you, I receive the cross, I receive the blood, I believe you are my Savior, all of those are different terms for opening up our spirit and saying yes to this cry out of our spirit that we want to come back to the Father. Our spirit is crying out to the Father. Even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, our spirit recognizes it's not home. Our spirit knows it's not in the Father's presence. It came from the Father. It wants to go back to the Father. It's like the prodigal son in the pig pen saying, when he came to himself, he said, I will arise and I will go and I will say. There's in every person that's breathing air, the spirit that God put in there is crying out and is coming to themselves. Now, some people come to themselves through a sermon, a radio broadcast, a tract that they read, a billboard. But so many come without that. There's just thousands and thousands of people around the world that the Holy Spirit is drawing back to the Father. I just heard a man just this last week talk about the Africa continent, all the different nations, and the multiplied thousands of people that are coming back to Christ, coming back to the Father through Christ by dreams and visions and the voice of the Lord. This man that I was listening to by the name of Surprise, and I forget his last name, he was a native from Mozambique. He said he was sleeping in his hut, about 14 years of age, sleeping in the hut with a family. And his family, as far back as they can remember, were witch doctors and into witchcraft. And he has no contact with Christ, no contact with God, no understanding of the supernatural, the spiritual, and the divine. And yet, he's laying in the middle of his family. They all sleep in the same room in those cultures. A voice said to him, "Get up, get out tonight. If you don't, you'll die." He woke up wondering who was talking to him. Went back to lay down again. The voice said, "Get up, get out tonight, or you'll die." After about the third time, he got up, went to his best friend's house down the path somewhere, told him about it, and the best friend said, "Well, I'm going with you if you're going." So they took off through the woods or the jungle, got lost in the jungle. Took them 2 weeks to get out. Now, in another town down the road, down the trail, there was a Christian man, and the Spirit of God came to him and told him, said, "Go sit under the acacia tree, and there's two boys coming out of the jungle. I want you to take them home." And so he went and sat under the tree. Lo and behold, these two boys stumble out of the jungle. He takes them home. Next day, he tells them about the plan of God, introduces them to Christ, and Christ comes into their life. And since then, he's an adult now. This is several years ago. He's raised 10 or 12 people from the dead. There's been other dozens of people raised from the dead through the men and women that he's helped raise up in the Lord. Now, what I'm saying is, he said this. He said, all over Africa, there are testimonies of dreams and visions and voices of the voice of the Lord, Jesus appearing. So, however you come to God, however you come into the things of God, you have received Christ. Now, this verse then in the Amplified says, but he says, you're not living the life of the flesh, but you are living the life of the Spirit. You're not living the life of the flesh, you're living the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit really dwells in you. Now, the Mirror Bible that I've referred to in a couple of our broadcasts, if you haven't seen it, you need to take a look at it. It's a powerful translation, and it's really referencing that that Jesus is a mirror image of us, and we're a mirror image of Jesus. He reflects to us what we are really. That's what he is. He says, but you are not ruled by the flesh consciousness or the law of works, but by a spirit consciousness called faith. God's Spirit is at home in you. Anyone who does not see themselves fully clothed and identified in the Spirit of Christ cannot be themselves. Let me say that again. Anyone who does not see themselves fully clothed and identified in the Spirit of Christ cannot be themselves. Now, that's a powerful statement that takes a little chewing, in a sense. Got to chew on some of these things, try to get the flavor out of them, or meditate upon it to get the revelation out of it. And in that, we begin to see that God has completed the work in us, but we don't see it. And as long as we don't see it or believe it, or express it in the sense of confession and confirmation by our declaration, we never come to the full potential of who we really are now. People say, well, someday I'm going to be a better Christian. Someday I'm going to be filled with faith. Someday I'm going to have the revelation of the Holy Ghost, or someday I'm going to heal the sick. Well, all those things are resident within you now, because Jesus came to you complete. So, how does it develop? How do we mature in the Lord? How do we mature and go forward in Him? Well, let me read the next verse for you. Verse 10. But if Christ lives in you, this is the Amplified, then although your natural body is dead by reason of sin and guilt, the Spirit is alive because of the righteousness that He imputes to you. I love that word, imputes. You can kind of feel it jabbing in you and injecting right in your spirit, man. So the 10th verse then in the Mirror Bible says, the revelation of Christ in you declares that your body is as good as dead to sin's demands. Sin cannot find expression in a corpse. Well, ain't that the truth? You co-died together with him, yet your spirit is alive because of what righteousness reveals. I got to read that one again. We can't give one shot to that. I want to give another shot on that. Romans 8 and 10, Mirror Bible. The revelation of Christ in you declares that your body is as good as dead to sin's demands. The revelation of Christ declares that your body is as good as dead to sin's demands. Now, that's a tough one for a lot of Christians to grasp a hold of, because they've been taught that they're just about, 5 inches from sin every day of their life. And every night before they go to bed, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. So we have this whole sin consciousness that we live in. And if I haven't sinned today, I feel like maybe I'm being proudful and I'm really a hypocrite because I really did sin. I just didn't know it. And I got to search around, dig around, find some evil thought or some stumble I did and put myself right back in the pig pen, right where I started or right where I ended up because I walked away from the Father. So let me read it again. The revelation of Christ in you. How does the revelation of Christ in you come? Comes by the Holy Spirit. Comes by that miracle of revelation that comes when we open up our heart to Jesus. When we acknowledge and say yes to the Lord. We submit and say to Jesus, Lord. That's all we need to do. Lord, I bow before you. I kneel. I bow my knee before you. Amen. All right. Let me go on. Sin cannot find any expression in a corpse. If really what happened to you, if the scripture is true, and it is, you died with Christ, then sin has no more dominion over you. That's just about as plain as we can get in understanding what it means to be sinless and without sin and sin-free. Sin does not dominate. Well, you see, I had a stumble, or I had a bad thought, or I did this evil thing. And you have a list of them if you've been to most churches or most religious organizations. They give you the list of sins. These are the do's and the don'ts. When I was a kid, I couldn't go to the pool hall, couldn't go to the movies. Of course, we couldn't smoke or drink, and I still don't do that. It's just good health, and good a lot of other good things. But all those things were equated with sin that would send me directly to hell. Do not go buy gold. Do not collect $200. Just go to hell, and that was kind of the attitude. But we didn't understand the power of salvation, the power that comes when we receive Jesus. And this verse here again says in the Mirror Bible, the Amplified, verse 8 and 10 of Romans, the revelation of Christ in you declares that your body is as good as dead to sin's demands. Sin cannot find any expression in a corpse. You co-died together with him, yet your spirit is alive because of what righteousness reveals. Let me read the Amplified out of that again, just so you'll catch both sides of this translation and paraphrase. Verse 10, but if Christ lives in you, then although your natural body is dead by reason of sin and guilt, the Spirit is alive because of the righteousness that he imputes to you. At verse 11 of the Amplified, and if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore life to your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Now look what the Mirror Bible, let's read the Mirror Bible in the 8 and 11 of Romans. This is not a translation, it's a paraphrase. Our union with Christ further reveals that because the same Spirit that awakened the body of Christ from the dead inhabits us, we equally participate in his resurrection in the same act of authority whereby God raised Jesus from the dead. He co-raised your body to life by his indwelling Spirit. There's some little explanation here that he writes. Your body need never again be an excuse for an inferior expression of the Christ life. Just as it was reckoned dead in Christ's death, it is now reckoned alive in his resurrection. All right. Well, I wanted to bring this by you today, and we can chew on it together, meditate upon it, let it resonate in our spirits. Now I belong to Jesus. And he says, Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone. In other words, not just in these years we're living, but for eternity. I encourage you today, stick your little sweet nose into the scriptures and let God speak to you through these verses we've read. Get them. It's Romans 8, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, that verse through there. And it has to do with this tagline or this phrase out of the song, Now I Belong to Jesus. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast today. Be sure and sign up and be a partner with us in the sense of, hit that subscribe button so when we come on again, you'll know we're here. Also, we really appreciate you spreading the word. Pass this on to somebody else. Let them know we're on the podcast several times a week, and I just love being here, love being with you all. Let's have a prayer. Father, thank you for the revelation of the Word. Thank you for the inspiration of being together in the Spirit. Thank you for the angels that have gathered around us today when we talk about the good things of God. Thank you for the favor of God upon those who have faith in you. And we love you and express that love to others in Jesus' name. Don't forget our webpage is faithproducers.com. Tune it in and let's check it out. Also, we have a video podcast on YouTube. It's just go to YouTube/faithproducers. You'll find it there, and you can check that out every day. We have a video that we talk about the things of the Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you until tomorrow, or next time, rather. We'll see you again.